Manager's Log, Thursday, May the 11th, 2017. In the Two Rivers Tribune, reading the article about mold, and more mold. Seems the temporary fix for the moldy classrooms at the Hoopa Valley High School ran into an issue of having mold within them themselves. Students are being allowed to do homeschooling, and satellite sessions are being set up in various locations. Teachers are rotating, high school teachers, classroom teachers are rotating around to ensure the best possible education for our students. An unfortunate situation we find ourselves in, and one that affects the education of our young people. It creates a hardship. It creates stress. People need to adjust. People have a routine. They get used to that routine. They follow that routine, and then they're thrown a curve, and they can't do that routine any longer. The same old story we've heard over and over. So we have fault. Yes, the owners of the modulars, they had some weather conditions they had to work with and construction they had to work with, and we end up with the results. In my thinking, there is a matter of placing blame somewhere. Okay, that's fine. I want to do that. And you name something, and now what do you do with it? And what's the outcome? I'm just wondering, there's no mention in the article about, well, who's going to pay for this? This expense, is this going to be an additional expense through the district? Are the property tax, the payers going to ante up more money? Or is the company that owns these modulars and constructed these modulars going to do it for free? That's a matter I don't see any discussion on right now. The front cover picture shows the high school principal talking with parents, but I don't see very many parents. There's more parents involved in the high school than are attending that. And of the people attending the meeting, one's a superintendent and at least two board members are there. I don't know how well it was announced, and so I just really don't understand how well it was explained. More food for thought. Thank you for listening.